Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue a theme we began yesterday, talking about really the great spiritual battle that the world is in, really, until the Lord comes again, and the battling against what St. Paul describes as the dominion of darkness or the dominion of death, and its impact in the culture and what the recent magisterium, the popes have talked about and warned about and helped us to stay awake to, is the reality of a growing culture of death. And that is the way of life of the people of societies are growing. Like take Ireland, for example. I didn't mention this yesterday, but it just comes to mind. For what, 1,200 years or something, Ireland was faithful to the church. Imperfect people, just like anywhere in the world, even within the church, right? Imperfect people, but they lived with a deep respect for God and the things of God. And the faith was strong for such a long period of time. But in the 90s, things began to change. There's a gigantic cultural shift, a shift in values, both at a time when the church, its own compromise, its own sins were exposed. Some of the abuse cases that were happening in Ireland were there. Ireland in the 90s got rich for the first time in its history. Ireland was almost always poor. Kept them simple and humble in many ways. It is one advantage sometimes to living like that, because the ultimate life we want to be able to live is not he who dies with the most toys wins, but to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, who is meek and humble of heart, you know, walked in humility and obedience and trust in God, that kind of thing. But the wealth and then the resistance to the kind of things that were, as I said, were being revealed by the church. And then as time began to start making way through the 90s and others, all these issues began to emerge where they're now taking on, and politically things are being pushed, like abortion for the first time in Ireland. People, well, that's never going to happen in Ireland. Well, it did happen in Ireland. And it was celebrated. And then same-sex attraction or same-sex marriage came. And people said, well, that's never going to happen in Ireland, accepting it. And then it did. And you found tens of thousands of people in the streets dancing and singing and celebrating these things as if they were ultimate goods. So you see, what's that? It's a culture that's changed from Christendom, a way of life of a people that really did live with respect for God and the things of God, live with an eternal perspective, lived at some level with a renewed mind, with a fresh, powerful way of thinking, a fresh new way of thinking, as St. Paul says, to have a mind enlightened by what? The gospel, the truth of Christ, and ultimately empowered. That enlightenment comes from the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who brings to us, gives to us all that Jesus has accomplished for us. So is it tomorrow, Wednesday, we're going to be celebrating the Transfiguration. That beautiful, beautiful moment where Jesus brings Peter, James, and John up on the mountain, and he's raised up and he's glorified, and he's there with Moses and Elijah, who represent the law and the prophets. And Jesus is the one who's fulfilling the law and the prophets from all time. It's perfected in Jesus. And then they're getting a glimpse of Jesus' victory over everything in the earth, sin, death, you name it, all the enemies of God. And then a picture at where the Lord is going. He's going to pass through Calvary to get to glory. He's going to deal with the sin problem that produces the death problem in the human race. And it's the source of the culture of death, because people who are under sin, their minds are darkened, their senseless minds are darkened. Like St. Paul said, when that darkened mind calls darkness light and good evil, like the scripture said, woe to you who call good evil and evil good. That's what happens when a culture, when the whole way of life of a people begins to turn away from and no longer is looking to God. It's not looking to the church. It's not looking for wisdom. It's like, I'm my own. And you see where it goes when it doesn't turn to God. It doesn't openly, publicly, other than very small areas of life, say, "What I'm no longer following the Lord. I'm not looking to the church for any kind of help to define reality for me. Or I'm not looking to the devil." People don't say that, but I'm looking to me. I'm my own master. I belong to me. And I know what freedom is going to mean for me, or what truth is going to mean for me. And the only way I'm going to be happy is to be able to be the full master of my life. and to not be subject to anything or anybody. And that's kind of the freedom cry of the modern and postmodern world. And Christianity is saying to Christianity, living from a renewed mind, that is a mind enlightened, touched by the power of the Holy Spirit, sees reality as it is. It's not in darkness. The senseless mind we all walked in at one time is no longer there for those who are baptized into Christ, and the blood of Christ, the cross of Jesus Christ, that brought down the dominion of darkness, the devil's power, the devil's strategy over the human race, because he could accuse us. He had his control over the human race because everybody sinned. Everybody was born into sin. Everybody connived with sin. And with sin comes the dominion of death, because in the end, death has the final say. And no human power, no political power, no bank account, no army, no nothing, no popularity, no IQ could not deal with that situation. And not only the fact of natural death, but the deeper reality of spiritual death, which undergirds it all, which means separation from God, eternal separation, and existence in hell for all eternity. Jesus came to deal with that. And part of what he did was he demonstrated in his life and his preaching and his teaching, signs and wonders of the rest of it, the kingdom of God was breaking in. And his message was, repent, turn away from the direction you're going in. You're walking in a dark destiny, you might say. You're walking toward darkness. Turn, come to me. I'm the light of the world. I'm going to show you the meaning of human life. I'm going to show you the enslavement the human race is under. I'm going to show you its destiny, its death-directed destiny, apart from my Father, apart from the grace and presence of the Holy Spirit that I'm going to give to you. So the first thing the Lord did was he broke the power of sin. He made it possible for human beings to be freed from the world, the flesh, and the devil, to no longer be subject to it, as Scripture describes it. And how did that happen? It happened on the cross. It was on the cross, and that's part of what the Transfiguration is about as well. The devil did the one thing he never should have done, and Scripture speaks about it, and this way in Corinthians and other places. The one thing that would destroy the devil's power, he crucified the Son of God. Every single human being prior to, other than Our Lady, who was uniquely protected, prepared for the life she was called to live and the capacity to live without sin, the devil had authority over every human being, because every human being at some level was living in rebellion against God under sin's influence. And the law that we were given, which was meant for good, because the law reveals the mind of God, the things of God, the plan of God for us. It was meant for our good, but instead of it being good for us, it ends up condemning us. It's a light that's shined on the human heart, and this is what it shows. What's the heart of the law? What's the center? What's the most important? What's the first commandment, the second commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's number one above all other things. That means I belong to God. I give God everything. He made me. I belong to him. And my happiness and fulfillment can only be found in him. And I give to God what belongs to God. I do justice to God. And then loving my neighbor as myself, that is willing the good of the other, putting others before myself, you know, loving them. And willing the good means I'm supporting the right decisions. I want to see them rightly aligned with God and having their loves, love of God, love of self, love of neighbor, all rightly aligned in right order before God so they can live and they can be happy. So that law, in the end, again, which was meant for good, it becomes a source of condemnation because it shines a light on the human heart and it sees the rebellion in the human heart and the fact that no one loved God with all their heart, all their soul, all their mind, and all their strength. Couldn't do it because of the fall. And so the devil, the accuser of the brethren, could stand before the Lord accusing us, enslaving and claiming power and dominion over people because they're living in sin. God is holy. What is unholy cannot be united to the holiness of God. Jesus came to deal with that very problem, friends. This is why he's the only Savior of the world. And the devil did the one thing he never should have done. He crucified a truly innocent man. Not just a man, but the God-man. The Son of God himself. He crucified. And when he did that, he shed the blood that makes us clean. The Old Testament, this is what all the sacrificial system that was part of the life of the Jewish people in the Old Testament, offering sacrifices in the temple. There's no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. But that was it was pointing to the coming of the Lord, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The blood of goats and lambs cannot take away the sin of the world. But the Lamb of God can. Jesus, he came to take it away, and he did. So the devil thought he won a victory over Jesus, despite the fact that he knew he went mano a mano in the desert with Jesus, and he lost that fight. But he thought he won it on Calvary. But his pride, blinded by his pride and his hatred for God, hatred for man, Jesus did what no other human being ever did. That is to love God, the Father, with all his heart, all his soul, all his mind, and all his strength. Think about the vertical bar of the cross, and then the horizontal. He first begins, and Jesus said, this is what's of most importance. It's more important than my very life. To obey God. God is life. To do my Father's will is life. It's my very food. And he demonstrates for us, as I've talked about many times on the program, we can't hear this enough. On the cross, Jesus defined love. What is love? He said, if you love me, you'll obey my commands as I did the Father's commands. So on the cross, Jesus humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And for that reason, God highly exalted him. It was an act of love. It was the ultimate act of love that brought light to the world, that broke the back of Satan. It defined truth. It defined reality. It defined where human beings find salvation and happiness and joy and ultimate fulfillment, the only place. And it was the blood of Jesus that destroyed the devil's power. And in baptism, our life is applied to the cross of Jesus Christ. And that blood of Jesus washes over us and cleanses us from the stain of original sin, washes away our sin, and makes it possible for the holy God, the living God, the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in us as in a temple. We become temples of the living God. And we have not only an awareness of God somehow out there, but we have a living, experiential knowledge, living as children of God with a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life in the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is what breaks the dominion of darkness. Blessed be God. Hope you can tune in tomorrow, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.